Now, harvesting energy from natural sources has become the goal of many developed countries. Waves, wind and sun providing a cheap alternative to oil and gas. And there have been plenty of government grants to encourage investment in all this. In Italy, and especially in Sicily, wind farms with fields of windmills have sprung up. But organised crime has also taken an interest, as I heard from Guy Dinmore of the Financial Times in Rome.
The mafia has a traditional hold on property and land. So obviously when wind farms are built, there's a lot of land to be bought and sold. So they get involved at that point. Another stronghold of the mafia is the whole construction industry. So when the wind farms are built, certainly in some areas of Sicily anyway, Cosa Nostra is trying to make sure that their construction companies do the building. And because they have, in some cases, very close links to local officials, either through blackmail or bribery, or sometimes they're even related, they can use their powers of influence to actually gain the valuable permits that are necessary to build these wind farms.
There's a lot of state money and EU money coming into producing this kind of electricity then?
Yes, definitely. There are lots of grants. First of all, there are grants from Brussels and the central government in Rome to build the wind farms. And then thanks to a system of what are called green credits, credits that industrial polluters have to buy, this then goes into a fund which guarantees the world's highest returns for wind power for the electricity that is then produced. And on top of that, to make the system even more interesting, wind farm operators are guaranteed an income for electricity that they may not even produce.
Well, do they actually produce any income? Do they produce any kind of electricity, all these wind farms built by the mafia?
Well, we're not absolutely sure, of course, how many of these wind farms were built by the mafia in the first place. This is what the investigation is all about. And certainly in Sicily, there are lots of functioning wind farms that are producing electricity. But on my travels around the island, I saw at least five that are not. And there are various explanations why they're not functioning. In some cases, it's because they were built badly. In other cases, it's because the grid simply cannot absorb the amount of electricity that all these wind farms are producing.
Now, the government's taking it reasonably seriously. They've staged an investigation. What's the scale of that?
The scale is very big. There was a smaller investigation earlier in the year focusing on one particular case in Trapani in the west of Sicily. And they found such a web of corruption that they decided to expand the investigation into something like 20 wind farms built in the west of Sicily in three different provinces. And some of these wind farms are now owned by very big international operators, including International Power of the UK, E.ON of Germany, the French, and also the big Italian energy producer Enel.
The wind power, of course, is part of the idea of finding new sources of energy, but solar power seems to be coming in now. Are the mafia likely to get into that as well?
Well, the suspicion is yes, because there again the same conditions apply. Some people are proposing large-scale solar plants that cover hectares and hectares of fields. So again, there is the question of land and permits. So I'm sure that the mafia probably would be very interested in that.
Guy Dinmore of the Financial Times in Rome on the possible intervention of the mafia in wind farms in Sicily.